again. Computer class, yeah, tell me your name. It's now the time. We grow with each other every day.
Here's my
co-host, the head of the GirlsLife.com studios, the technical producer, the man beast, Mr. Mike Rose.
Hey now.
How you doing, man?
I'm great, man. I'm glad to have you guys back from San Diego.
Yeah, we're going to get into all kinds of goodies like that.
Which doesn't mean a whale's vagina in German.
No, actually, I heard about this, right? They're classic lines. Anchorman, actually. And of course, we have joining us over the phone via Houston, of course, the man himself, Chewy. How you doing?
Yo, what's up, ladies?
Hey, Chewy, what's going on with the Rockets? Are they going to sign... what's his face from the Knicks?
Like I give our vaginas Will's ass.
Oh, you're not a Rockets fan?
No, I'm not.
Are you a basketball fan? Or you're not a basketball guy? I know you're a football guy.
I'm more of a Heat fan than anything else, but I don't watch regular season basketball, honestly. I don't have the time.
I honestly don't either. I'm enjoying the off season this year for some reason. All the free agent moves and
it's been interesting to say, more interesting than a regular season and the playoffs for that matter. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
That's about the only thing worth talking about basketball because we know who's going to win next year, so who cares?
Well,
It's just the worst kept secret, you know, whatever. But
right. It's all predetermined. It's worse than wrestling, but. Yeah.
I don't know if I go that far. But
anyway, I didn't mean to sidetrack us like that. That's been big news this week.
We're already on the right foot.
This is how we do it, man. This is how the best in the business does it. But let's get into it. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Of course, me and Chewy, of course, had the privilege of being inserted right in the middle of the seventh circuit of nerd purgatory, if you will. San Diego Comic-Con, indulging in all the good stuff, all the nerdgasms that is TVs, movies, Marvel, DC, comics, etc., etc. All that kind of stuff that makes young guys very difficult to get laid as a result.
Yes.
I have a very beautiful wife. I know what your problem is.
I say young guys. I didn't say us old fogies. It's a difference. But obviously, there was a lot of news came out of the Comic-Con. It's always a lot of fun. And you know, before we get into some of the news, obviously, me and Chu were there. And you know, we had a good time, a great experience. This is the con. I've been to several little tiny ones here in Florida and yada, yada, yada.
SuperCon's not tiny, though, dude.
Not tiny, but in comparison, it's...
That one, yeah.
SuperCon might be A-ball, dude.
No, I believe me, I know, but there's some pretty big name celebrities there.
It's grown bigger here in Miami than in the past 5 years, obviously.
Right, but it's no Wizard San Diego Comic-Con.
No, of course not. Yeah. Even the one in New York. Is that the Wizard one?
WizardCon.
Okay, yeah. Which is, I heard, is pretty big. But yeah. I had a good time. I mean, to start with you, like, what are you, as far as your experience overall, because, you know, you have kids, so I'm coming from a parent, as far as what your experience was like up there, you know?
No, I mean, this is our second time there. Both time, I think, first time we took my son, this time taking my son and daughter. And I think overall was a lot of fun. It was an experience to kind of see things through their perspective and then get all geeked out about, you know, sharing video games and TVs and movies that they're into. There's some issues, but overall, it was well worth the time, the effort, the money that we spent towards it. And just to be there in that atmosphere and seeing people of similar interests and just kind of get together and just geek out without any issues or problems, you know?
That is the best part. I mean, I have issues, which I'll touch on briefly, because if anybody who hasn't been there or is thinking about going or whatever the case is, it's always...
You have to be ready to get ready.
You have to be ready because, I mean, overall, the atmosphere is the best part. Right. I mean, I love all that stuff. Yes. I love seeing the costumes, which are pretty... over the top in a good way. They're very creative.
I amazing. Love the people that go that extra mile.
Yeah.
Not only the attention to detail, but like, put on a 7-foot costume and stay decked out the whole day.
Meanwhile, it's ridiculously hot. Okay, it's not.
Oh no! Yeah, I know it's hot. Well, at least not inside, obviously. But in and around the area,
right? But there's people. A lot of pictures of people outside.
No, it's warm.
I was going to start speaking Spanish. I'm sorry, man. I had to stop myself.
It's man, the first day when we were there was, man, that sun beats, and there's no humidity like here, right, in South Florida,
right?
Even in Houston,
it's dry, but it felt a lot harder than what the temperature.
Yeah, and so many people are wearing like these big old costumes, like coats and jackets. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I don't know how they're baking inside, man. They probably smell like ass. I don't know. I mean,
that's my bus ride home at the end of the day. Serious BO.
Oh, right. BO, yeah.
That's massive. My vegetable soup comment.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty bad. But I mean, and that's funny. The atmosphere is good. The people, it was having a good time.
Everybody was having fun.
Yeah, they're walking on.
Yeah, pictures being taken everywhere. Happy.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, even if you're not outside, even the stuff out, because like the first day we didn't go inside, we were outside, like during the experiences and just being in the crowds and seeing, you know, our favorite person or a great costume, people just walk around, just having a great time. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, of course, and people taking pictures, and you know, and it's cool because, like, you know, I got to see one of the big traders inside the, you know, one of the, not the panels, but, you know, just on the show floor, and everybody just stops. You know, was it the DC Justice League, which we'll get into later.
Right.
And everybody's just geeking out, excited, and happy all at the same time. It's cool to see a trailer in that kind of atmosphere as opposed to watching at home on your computer.
Were people fired up?
talk about a collective nerdgasm.
Oh, it was a total nerdgasm. I mean, it was spring. It was a tsunami of it. You know, it's just woof. But part of it's great. And you see a lot of cool stuff.
Excellent.
And if you're into the arts and comic and all that. But again, buyer beware. My issue with Comic-Con,
yes,
we talked about it with, we saw Chu and with another friend of ours who was there with us. It's gotten too big for San Diego. I mean, we got, what, over 100,000 people, guests? And I'm
not
sure.
Yeah, it's about 125,000, and it's definitely outgrown the city, outgrown, yes, the venue.
Yeah, big time. But, so when that happens, it gets crowded, which it's not a big deal. It's not the worst thing in the world, whatever. But the problem
How would you compare that to Star Wars Celebration? Because you were there this year as well.
Celebration wasn't as busy, and although the event itself didn't run as smooth, I was able to enjoy a lot more things because there was less people there. In terms, because like when you go to Comic-Con, and this is the thing, if you want to go see the Hall H, of course, everybody wants to do Hall H, or they had this Game of Thrones experience thing that has set up outside, and you have to wait in line. But it's like, you know, you got 125,000 people, right? I would assume maybe half actually want to go to Hall H, maybe more or less. I don't know, 50,000 people, I think it's fair.
Right.
And it fits 6,000 people. It's pretty small. That's a very 6%, less than 6% people actually get to go see these panels.
It's very, very exclusive.
I mean, it's like,
least,
you know, you want to go do this stuff, you can't. The Game of Thrones, and I will tell this story, where it was outside, it's on the hotel. And we went, decided to go inside. We went there at 7:30 in the morning to wait. And it opened at 11. So, like, let's just take a chance because it's the last day. And every time we've gone by, the line's been long. So at 7:30, this line wrapped around the entire block. 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah. We get off in the cab and let's take a lap. And
yeah,
like the first guys in line have their tents, have their air mattresses. There's people sleeping on the sidewalks for this. We're like, OMFNG.
Yeah, it's crazy. We stopped in line, so we're just waiting there. And then some guy comes by, and a few minutes later, and we're talking to him. And he's like, yesterday he was the exact same position we were at in line. And from that point, which is maybe I'll say 500 people, not a lot.
It's a bad guesstimate, but it's around the block. It's a lot of people.
500 people. It's not more than that. It's not. And it took him, he said, 12 hours
to get in there
from a point where we were at.
Yeah.
Opening at 11. So imagine the time you actually get in there. People lining up from what we heard at 5 in the afternoon the day before. So it's crazy because there's not enough space. The Hall H, you really have to sleep overnight to attempt to get tickets for that stuff because it's just not enough space. And you know, even I was talking to these guys moving the venues to San Diego, to Las Vegas, where they can handle 100,000 people in their sleep because that's what they're designed
for.
LA because they got the hotels, tons of hotels. San Diego lacks that. Just the cab, the infrastructure, the size of the convention center. They have rooms that hold 6,000, 10,000, 15,000.
We're not dissing San Diego. San Diego's
a beautiful place. We're not. It's great.
It's a great city.
Yes, absolutely.
But some things are just, when you outgrow the city, it's you got to go to accommodate as many people as possible. Not just keep it there because of tradition and because that's where it started, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to make the change to make it better.
Yeah, and it's like everything has to be aligned. It's just like impossible to see anything good, which kind of sucks in a way. It's still a great time, don't get me wrong. Anybody who wants to go in the expectation that you're going to see some cool stuff. I'd probably just get a ticket for one day, to be honest with you, and check out the stuff outside. 2 days is unnecessary. Unless you're doing a bunch of the panels, and they always give you the list of who's what the panels are and whatever.
Now, do you have to get tickets for that, or
is no? It's just first come, first serve.
No. The only bad thing, Junior, is that you don't find out the panels until after you buy your tickets. You can't say, "Oh, I'm going to get this day,"
fair enough,
with the expectation you're going to get. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to see these panels because they make some. I mean, we know Saturday is always reserved for the big guns,
of course.
DC and Marvel and Warner Brothers, sometimes Fox, but outside of that, but like this year, Fox was actually on Thursday, and so they moved things around to accommodate as many people as possible.
Exactly, and it's so fortunate because you want to see all the good stuff and you just can't.
Think maybe that because the problem with that Comic-Con is it's named San Diego Comic-Con, right? So
it's the name.
You're not going to have it in Las Vegas.
No, it's actually Comic-Con International.
It's just nicknamed San Diego. That's where it's at.
Yeah.
But if they take that same con and go to Las Vegas, they call it Las Vegas Comic-Con. And, you know.
Right. There's a bunch of cities that can handle
a size. And San Diego, San Diego.
You go to Javits in New York, that place is huge.
You can do it
in Madison Square Garden. You could do it. I'm just saying.
There's a lot of different venues. And it's
there's not venues in San Diego, though. That's the problem.
I mean, that convention center is nice. It's big. It's great looking. And it holds a lot of room, but it's just sufficient for the amount of people that are there, and it's just so big, the studios and panels, it's impossible. So it's hard to get enjoyment. All this, it would be great to be at Hall H.
To quote Ron Burgundy, bleep you, San Diego.
I wouldn't go as far as to say that, but I will say this because you mentioned Star Wars, and one thing I like what they did was like when you go to autographs and all those people, you buy those tickets ahead of time. You know, San Diego is like you line up for a lottery.
I mean, you take a chance. There's some of the minor ones where you can walk up. Like, for example, we were walking Exhibit Hall. We happened to see Putty.
The guy from Seinfeld.
Yeah, the ticket.
Yeah.
That guy's really good, actually.
He was signing at the Fox, Family Guy. He was just there, and there was no line. We could have gotten in and got a signature, but if you want to say, you know, like Game of Thrones characters, I mean, we have to get there, you know, before it opens, get in line to get in, get in line to get a lottery ticket to try to get a signature for these people. It's just
like, then you end up with, like, Yara's signature or something, right?
Nobody. I mean, I got Star Wars did that, so ahead of time, you know, I want to see this, isn't that perfect?
Right.
They should do that now. Comic-Con, you can say, listen, you buy your 3-day package, 2-day package, whatever, your 1-day package. But hey, you want to go to Hall H? Boom. One ticket for it. Here's $50. And you can only go, because the thing is, when you go to Hall H, you go for the whole day. You don't have to leave. So you can monopolize it. The same 6,000 people who walk in the morning to see Marvel and stay on
DC.
That's
what they ought to do is just sell those tickets and make them like $150 bucks each.
No one's going to leave that. People are going to sit down for. Right. So you have no opportunity. At least maybe if you sit down, again, you see Warner Brothers and you get out, and here goes the next crew for whoever. You choose who you want to see.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And give more people a chance to watch everything.
That's not, but that's not really fair.
That's exactly the point. And they don't do that. So it's the same 6,000 people could be there all day, and you have no opportunity to see any of it. Supposed to listen. Here's $50. You want Marvel, or DC, or all three, whatever it is.
Pay
for
it. Right.
They make money. Everybody wins, and make that like a ticket. It's a complete randomness. There's a lottery for San Diego. Yeah. This could be the same thing. But whatever. It is what it is. So, I mean, it's you know.
I think I might have been disappointed. Not because of the ambiance or anything like that, but because of the stuff that you were anticipating that you could see that you really won't be able to see.
But on the flip side, there's so much to see anyway. I would have loved one day to go to Hall H, but I'm not going to bank on it or try to get into something big in the other ballroom 20. But there's so many other things to do anyway for me, it didn't detract from my experience. Yes, it would have been nice to do that, but hey, I still had a good time with
I said, it depends on the people if they ever decide to go. Go with the right expectations and listen. You just want to go, again, join the ambiance, see a couple of things, and maybe get lucky, see something.
Sure,
but if you're going to go, you say, I want to go because I want to go see DC panel. Forget about it.
Okay, so did you see?
It's not going to happen.
Did you guys see any stars?
Actually, our advice would be go now and get in line now.
there you go. Exactly.
Did you guys see any stars?
I saw after the WB panel, the Justice League came out, and they were doing autographs on the floor. So I got to see all five of them, or four, whatever it is. Ben Affleck, Gal Gadot.
Oh, wow.
This guy.
Yeah, they were there.
I had his name already.
By the way, I'm
everybody. Like, Ezra Miller, they're all there. And then I missed it, but Iron Man, not Iron Man, Thor.
The Punisher, the cast of Punisher came out before as well.
Well, there were two, but I'm saying that the Thor cast came out as well. they were out there doing autographs. So you see a lot of them. They're around. And they have a lot of interviews. Yeah. It's cool. It's a really good experience. It's a lot of fun. Don't get me wrong. It's just going to the right expectations.
You just have to be there, you know, expecting what
you're expecting. Exactly. You know, if you want to see all the good stuff, maybe not. But you can still have a great time. Right. And it's not expensive.
Or get a tent.
Yeah. Or, yeah, sleep over. I'm not doing that. But that's just me. But let's move away from that. Let's get off. Like I said, it was a great time. And so much news comes out of it. It's a great time. We're going to talk about all the goodness that came out of there. But we're going to talk about first, we'll start with the bad. And this will lead into the first good stuff in terms of WB. But what the fudge? And this is not in a way what the fudge, like I'm upset or it's angry. It's just, it's a confused, what the fudge is going on here? And that was, of course, the day before WB was set to go on stage at the Hall H for the big presentation to get everybody excited for what's coming out. The Hollywood Reporter breaks the news, which, and they're a reputable source, you know, they've been around for ages, that Ben Affleck, they were trying to find a way, WB, DC, whatever, to phase him out gracefully from playing Batman. So that story broke.
Who's releasing this crap? Even if they're really trying to do it, who's releasing this information to the press? And they should figure it out, and that person should be fired. Ridiculous. That's like buying a huge air balloon, right? And then like letting all the air out of the balloon before the balloon takes off.
I mean, it was, the timing was so off. And I'm not saying they released it, just Hollywood Reporter leaked it or whatever you want to call it. They reported on it. But the night before, they're going on stage to promote it. And this is something that I can't say I'm surprised, because I did say before, I really thought Ben Affleck might even play Batman after Justice League. But I thought they would make that announcement officially after Justice League, because it made sense.
Right.
But it's still a chance he played. But now, and this is confusion. Like, what the is going on there? All of a sudden, he may not. I don't know what's going on. Blah, blah, blah.
That's crazy. I read that too. And to me, it was like very specious. I was like, what?
It's like, okay, I'm still not sure what the hell is going on, what they plan to do with Batman in the future. But I'll give WB credit first. I think the first question out of the gate by Chris Hartwick at the panel, he just, after the gate, he asked Ben Affleck, hey, what's going on with you?
What's the deal?
Which, I'll give credit, because I thought maybe they might try to hide it or not even mention it, but they came out guns blazing with it. But the problem is, man, I don't know if did you guys hear what he said specifically?
No.
Yeah, I actually clicked on the, okay. I saw a video and I clicked on it and I saw his response and I read it.
He said nothing.
He was like, he was happy and honored to however long he's there. But as far as he's concerned, he is. But obviously, we'll find out.
He didn't come out and say, oh, no, this is not true. I'm playing Batman for the first season.
Do you think there's any truth? Now there's some crap that I've read that the reason why WB is having some heartache with him is that he's kind of ipso facto with his production, and that he isn't very productive. He's parties a lot. He's got issues.
I don't know, to be honest. Because WB knows him well, because he works primarily with WB. So it's not like they sign him off from Universal. There's all his movies, if I'm not mistaken, have been Warner Bros. Pictures.
What I'm saying is if you look at it from WB's perspective, and I'm just playing the devil's advocate here, because I love Affleck as Batman. Right. I think he's done a fantastic job.
I agree with you.
If you look at it from WB's perspective, they have to look at who's gonna do the best job for them, who's gonna be the guy that's gonna that's a torch carrying character. Superman and Batman are your torches,
of
right?
Course, yeah.
And Wonder Woman now.
Yeah. Oh yes, agree. Yeah.
And that being said, you're gonna want a guy that can run from point A to point Z. You don't wanna be like what happened with the other Batman character, the last iteration from the Tim Burton offshoot, where it was Michael Keaton two flicks, Val Kilmer one flick,
right?
Clooney, you know, blah 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 blah. So I mean, I'm just saying this is, you know, they had Christian Bale for three flicks. He did a pretty good job.
Yeah, and it was a complete set of movies.
You know, I wouldn't mind them keeping Ben Affleck, but we'll see what happens.
The thing is, I just don't think from what I gather, again, he doesn't fit with what they're trying to do in the future, which is fine. I don't have a problem with that, because I think that maybe...
I think he likes control, but then he's not productive.
Well, not that.
So it's a weird...
I think with Matt Reeves, and it's funny because Ben Affleck's like, oh, I love being Batman. For Matt Reeves, of course I'll work for him. I'll be an ape laying down for him or something. You know, well, when I want to work with Matt Reeves. But he never said or confirmed that I am Batman. He just talked about how he likes playing Batman currently. So he kind of danced around. So I think there's a lot of truth to that. He might not be off. He might not be in Batman, which is kind of weird, because when I get Justice League... And then he's going to be out? and they're gonna start over. It's weird. Right. It's weird.
It doesn't make sense to me.
It's kind of weird.
It's
maybe Batman dies. Dumb, I don't know. And they get someone new.
I hope not. I hope they don't pull that.
It's
like double weekend can't. WB can't leave well enough alone, dude. If they got a good thing, and
I don't think it's WB, dude.
No, I don't think. I mean, I just think
they control the money. So at the end of the day, it is their decisions, not bad.
I agree.
If WB,
it's
their decision. Who owns the property?
And I just think that they had a course correction after the debacle with the last couple movies.
Right, with the screenplay.
Yeah, well, not just that, but just, you know, obviously the big whole Batman production has been just a mess. We talked about that before, but, you know, with Suicide Squad and Batman v Superman, nothing's got the positive reception. They course corrected, and I think the future call for not to have a Batman and that Batman anymore. That brooding dark, they wanted something a little bit different, so it just didn't fit.
I think that's a mistake.
It didn't fit. Well, it depends. If Matt Reeves, who wants to have a younger story of Batman, which is fine. Ben Affleck's too old. He's 46 years old.
I've heard they were talking to John Hamm.
But even Armie Hammer was before Affleck. I'm just saying that.
Yeah, no, but I've heard they're talking to John Hamm. I think John Hamm would be a great Batman. That's not the point, though, is that I don't know where they're going. I like the fact, I will tell you this, I like the fact that they're going with a big Batman. And he's not like Keaton sized, okay?
Yeah, agree.
You know, like Tom Cruise. To me, like Tom Cruise, who I love, would be a disaster as Batman because he's just not big enough to carry off that kind of.
Which is why I would say Armie Hammer is not a bad choice because he's 6'4", 6'5". He's a big guy. He's big. Uh-huh. Right? He has a physicality. Okay, I believe this guy's a superhero, right. So I get that. But let's see. I mean, like I said, it hasn't been truly confirmed yet. I still think, like I said before, and I caught this 3 or 4 months ago. By the time we get Justice League and that smoke is clear, they're going to announce it. Hey, Ben Affleck is out. I believed it back then, and this only reinforces that. It's weird and strange.
You know what's weird, though, dude? What if that movie kills? What if that movie's bigger than Wonder Woman?
Exactly.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
How do you move on from that?
I mean,
you can't.
Don't get me wrong.
Cannot.
They may change their minds, though. Don't get me wrong. They had to have the prerogative to say, you know what? Hey, never mind. But we'll course correct. Let's keep. That's what they haven't really announced much.
Just kidding.
Hey, that could happen.
I'm saying is Wonder Woman just passed Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Your number one of summer.
Right, for number one of the summer. It's going to keep going. It's a great movie. I watched it again this last week.
It's
wonderful. I think Gal Gadot is going to be a huge, huge star.
She's spot on. I heard it. Someone say, I won't take credit for it. Someone said that was as good as casting as Christopher Reeve's Superman.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that is one of them. And I get it. I'm all for it.
No, I just think it's perfect. I think she's beautiful.
It really is. It really
I think
is.
She's got a great smile. I think she's perfect as far as the action goes.
I like how you said the great smile. Yeah, okay.
Listen, it's important.
Politically correct.
It's important.
Your smile went in front of the back. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. But let's,
oh, Lord.
Let's get...
You know, I'm trying to have an honest conversation.
I am too.
And you two degenerates are going down that road.
She's a wonder. Let's move off that. Time will tell. We'll see what happens after Justice League and all that. And you know, let's get into that. Let's go back into the positives now.
Okay.
Sweet.
And before I get to the most expensive mustache in Hollywood, which is going to tie into DC here, let's talk about Justice League. This was the big, big news. That's one of the topics and that and all that. That dropped. I'll start with Mike. I know two we saw it together. Mike, what do you think? It was your initial thoughts.
Okay. I'm just going to say this. I think it's going to be really good. However... it wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be. And maybe I'm disappointed because they started giving out pieces of the story, which I hate. Okay? I would have much rather seen them do some things. I don't know. I'm going to say I don't want to see any of the bad guys. That's one thing I don't want to see. I would like to see the superheroes fighting. And I would like to see a hint of the return of Superman. That's all I want to see.
Which they gave us that.
They did.
Yeah. Or
but,
maybe.
But there was too much of the story in there. I thought that the trailer was a little too long. I don't like the Flash's costume. I like Cyborg's costume, on the other hand, is awesome. Maybe too a little too Iron Man-ish, but it's...
That's who he is. I mean.
No, I get it, but... Yeah. But you know, at the end of the day, his machine's not coming off of him where, you know,
right, of course,
yeah, where Iron Man, Tony Stark walks away from the Iron Man costume. I thought it was good. I thought it was good, but it wasn't as good as I thought it could be.
Chewie, what about you?
No, I mean, I'm not the biggest DC fan there, and I'm all in, man. I love that trailer. I think it was great. Give me enough. I don't mind that they give me other pieces or snippets of plot or characters. I could care less. I found it entertaining. I was like excited to see it when we sat down afterwards. I didn't get to see it live like you did, but I saw it afterwards, and I thought I was like, wow, this is great. I'm excited to go see Justice League.
No, yeah, I agree. I'm going to echo that. I really, really enjoyed the trailer. I thought it was well put together. I don't think they gave away a whole lot of the story. I mean, you have to give some story points away. And because we're going to talk about a trailer that didn't do that and the difference between one or the other. Not DC related, but it was still a Warner Bros. Property. But it was good. It gave us all the heroes in action, what you want to see. We got a little bit of, we didn't even get a good look at the baddie. So we got a little taste in what Mike, what you were alluding to. We got, quote, well, potentially a hint at Superman's return. I'm glad they didn't show him. They withheld. They didn't get excited. And kind of
we got a
was really good.
A little snippet on the tone and the comedy in the movie, exactly. A little bit there.
A lot of comedy. Some of the scenes
that
comedy hit really well, especially with the Flash. Yeah. I like the scene where I think he says,
I just don't like that comedy.
I just push people and run away.
That was funny. And then when Commissioner Gordon turns around, everybody leaves. But that was funny. That was a good play on what
And then from the first trailer where he's like, what's your superpower? And he goes, I'm rich.
It's okay. The humor is in there. And I know people might say it was Josh Whedon, but that tone was almost there in the first trailer. That was a year ago. So I'm not saying Josh Whedon. But I did notice, I think there was a video I saw where they compared the first footage, particularly the scene of Wonder Woman in the beginning, where she does the Cobra Kai leg sweep against one of the guys in the bank or whatever
with
it is. With the hair thing. And they do a shot-by-shot comparison between that trailer and this trailer. And it's lightened up. It's bright. And so I think that's more Josh Whedon kind of lighting things up, which is good into lighting up.
Yeah, adjusting the tone of the color.
Exactly, get the color palette a little bit brighter, which they shouldn't.
Not too many grays.
Exactly. Yeah. So that I don't know what other footage they compared it to. I just saw the one piece of it, but I'm sure the rest of the movies like that. It was real fun. I'm super jacked about that. Hopefully it's good. We'll see what happens. A lot of issues with that. But like, what's funny about the trailer is that right from the beginning, which we talked about a couple weeks ago, they let off with who? Wonder Woman.
Right. Exactly.
Of course it should. The first two scenes was her in the bank scene, which is really cool, and then had another scene with her making a joke about what she did today. Exactly what they thought that they should do, and they did it because that's smart marketing. You know,
Wonder Woman is
the most successful movie this summer, and it will be. I think that's all said and done. Okay, obviously
I think it's going to go billion.
Wonder Woman won't reach a billion.
Almost.
No, it won't get close. It doesn't have enough as far as... But that's fine.
Yeah, there's not enough juice in that.
Yeah, no juice. Shit, it won't get to
Justice League. Justice League, I'd be surprised if it doesn't cross
Justice League
billion.
Needs to hit a billion.
Has to go way over a billion.
But I'm excited. And I was thinking because they had a story today where... it's funny how... Oh, my God. You hear so much stuff, you know, what's true or not. But at Comic-Con, they ask about... the reshoots, and I go, oh, it was quick, almost done, whatever. Okay, fine, whatever.
Yeah, okay.
So the Variety Reports has a detailed report about the reshoots and how it's been extended out for a couple of months as opposed to the 5 weeks that originally planned, the scheduling nightmares, and it's costing them $25 million as opposed to the usual 6 to 10.
Nobody talked about the Thor Ragnarok reshoots, there was a ton of them, man.
Everyone's got reshoots.
That's what I mean. It's part of the freaking Rogue One had a bunch of reshoots.
It does, but the Rogue One was unusual, and so is Justice League because... Every movie plans reshoots. They all
right, but they changed the director at three quarters of the way through shooting. So
But they're planning for 5 weeks now. They're going to 2 months of reshoots and all that. So the cost is skyrocketing. So I think they're changing a lot about Justice League. I know that's good or bad. I hope that's good. At the end of the day, as long as it's good, I don't give a shit. Reshoot the whole thing for all I care.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
Make it right.
Exactly.
Yeah, just get it right.
But now we find out that the most expensive mustache in Hollywood belongs to Henry Cavill. Because I don't know if you guys heard. Obviously, he's on. I think Universal doing Mission Impossible 6.
Right, right.
And they want him to. He has a mustache for the movie, and he's having the scheduling issues filming that, having him come back to DC Warner Bros. To do the Justice League reshoots. And the Universal told him, "Hey, if you do it, you can't shave. You have to keep the mustache on." So now DC Warner Bros. Has to digitally remove that in post production. It's gonna cost him a little chunk of change to do that, you know. So I'm tired of hearing this. I'm like, oh my god, watch this movie and look directly at his upper lip. It's like, can I see the difference, you know, from the CGI that the cover's lip? It is what it is because they just overshot. It's been too long now. Okay, now they have scheduling issues because you know, now they got to bring this guy back.
I think he's awesome, by the way. I'm really excited about this movie.
I know I had an issue with him. But again, it's just for some reason.
I know that when we see Batman or Superman come back from the dead, everybody's just going to lose their belief.
I really hope that. I'm not watching the next trailer anyway, but I really hope they don't show it.
I hope they don't. I'm not going to watch it either.
I'm done. I think enough.
The other fan service that I want to hear when he comes back is I want to hear that theme, man. I want to hear that.
I don't think they'll play that one, though.
I think they will, man.
I like the new thing. Hans Zimmer's score is great in Man of Steel. But we'll see how
you never know.
It depends how it comes out. I mean, they were saying that the one
scene, I know it's corny, but that's a great song.
It's a great song. I'm sure there's something like that. It's gonna be like an epic. I hope it's an epic moment. It needs to be an epic moment when he shows up, finally save the day, whatever he's gonna do. But we'll see. That movie has been mired with issues from the get go, man. Fingers crossed, because this movie needs to be. It can't be good.
I think it's going to be.
This movie needs to be great. This movie can't be. Oh, all right.
Dude, Wonder Woman was great.
That's what I'm saying. It can't.
No, we don't need burger and fries. We need exactly. Top
ribs. I want filet mignon. And all.
That's right. We want baked Alaska. We want Kobe burger. We don't exactly. want any friggin' Publix.
That's what I'm saying.
We don't want
to get a Costco in a box of 20 right. for like 10 bucks.
Yeah, we don't want Bob's Burgers.
Yeah. We don't want Hamburger Helper, man.
We don't, man. Minus the hamburger.
Right.
So this movie needs to be great. It can't be mediocre. It's not going to work. But that's not the all. And I think WB had, obviously, you know, as far as DC, they gave us, we didn't see it, but they gave us some Aquaman stuff, which I heard looked pretty cool, whatever.
I saw some of that.
You saw it? Yeah. I heard it looked pretty interesting. It was short, but it's interesting.
He looks fantastic.
He's a rock star.
Yeah, that dude's, Aquaman's a rock star. That dude's going to be huge.
Jason Momoa.
Jason, yeah, that guy's a rock star. Dude. He looks.
And you know, Roman Reigns from the WWE is like almost a splitting image of that dude, man.
Oh yeah, you're the same man.
So they look like almost the same. Yeah,
same size.
So they got really WWE got really lucky with that.
Same size. No, so, yeah, you're right. They can exploit that. But he, I'm looking forward to it, I guess, just because James Wan, as far as Aquaman's concerned.
I think it's gonna be great.
I hope so. And you know, they announced the Black list Manta of. Too, dude. I heard he's gonna be yeah. They announced the next lineup, not date specific, but they officially announced Wonder Woman 2, big shocker.
Patty Jenkins again.
Which one?
Patty Jenkins again.
Yeah, so that great, fantastic. Shazam was actually the next movie being filmed after Aquaman. It's kind of an interesting choice.
Yeah, I'm not wild about that. I heard they're going to use The Rock as Black Adam,
I heard he might not be in this movie. He might be in the Black Adam movie after that. So that's what I'm hearing. So I don't know. Obviously, they announced Batman, which is no surprise. We knew that was coming out. Matt Reeves. Suicide Squad 2. Yeah, okay. Batgirl, which is no surprise. And this is an interesting one. The Flashpoint.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The Flash movie.
Yeah, for those. I know two of you are unfamiliar with it. But obviously.
It's a great storyline, and it's a good. I'm going to say this because a friend of mine had mentioned this to me, and he was upset about that. He's a huge DC fan, and he was like, oh, I don't know why they're bringing this storyline out. I said, you know why? Because it's a great jumping on point for people that aren't familiar with the franchise. That's what's cool about that. It kind of gives you the origin of his mother dying and blah, blah, blah.
If that's the route they're going to take,
I think they're going to do. And if you look at the TV show, they did the exact same thing.
The show did it, and it was hit or miss for me on the start of the show, but they tried it.
I'm not wild about the show. I do love the guy that played.
No, he's great. He's cool.
Houston, I think, is very good. Yeah, good. I think that the show itself, if I have time to watch it, I will watch it, but it's not my cup of tea.
It's not high priority list.
Too much teen angst in it.
It's a CW, but it's not a bad show. But they do a Flashpoint, basically, right. For anybody who doesn't know, is where he goes back in time. He runs so fast, he can cross dimensions and multiverses.
Right, and he goes back to, like, save his mother.
Exactly, who died originally, and that changed everything. Right. It was like a butterfly effect where all these changes, all your characters changed.
Right, when he came back, everything was screwed up.
Exactly, because of that one thing he changed. So, and I think,
I love those kind of stories, by the way.
Which is good. And I think that they may, and people are talking about, well, that makes sense why it's Flashpoint, because they may use that to kind of reset DC to a certain point. And make it change the tone a little bit from what we're used to seeing. Maybe a way to phase out Ben Affleck would be do a Flashpoint, let's do it, and it's something different or something.
Right. Somebody had mentioned something to me about Thomas Wayne Batman too, which I thought was kind of cool.
I love those
stories.
Yeah, it's good. And if Robert Zemeckis is on board with that, as he was the front runner, he's Back to the Future. He's war versed in time travel, so it makes sense. So we'll see. But that was the most interesting one, I thought, announcement that they made. As far as away from that, they have some Blade Runner stuff. Who cares? I wasn't interested, to be honest with you.
I'm interested in it.
But but the one trailer which caught my attention and this is a property most people aren't familiar with, and I'm sure you know, Chewy, I talked to you about it, and Mike, you know, Ready Player One. Yeah. What did you think of the trailer?
Yeah.
I thought it was great.
I liked it.
I thought it looked fantastic. It's Steven Spielberg, which is another thing that's...
It's always good.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good. I'm getting a good vibe from it, so... From the trailer, anyway.
Yeah.
We'll see, man. Chewy.
I mean, the trailer was cool, and I was like, oh, okay, this is cool, but it gave me nothing.
Well, that's what I...
Sometimes that's the best.
I have no idea what this movie's about. I'm not even sure if I'm interested in seeing it. Yeah, it looks cool. You know, super great, but if it doesn't give me anything, you know, I'm going to be like, eh.
No, I agree. And it's just, but it's a first trailer, so that's fine. And it's a good first trailer as far as, okay, this is what the tone was. This is what it's going to kind of look like. A second trailer should be Let's Get Some Story, which Mike, you mentioned.
Yeah,
story.
I mean, it was cool that, you know, the 80s story, heroes and seeing the DeLorean and the robot and Freddy Krueger. Yeah, but I mean, but as far as what this movie's about, I have no earthly idea.
Yeah, the casual fan will have absolutely zero idea what the hell's going on, except that some kids watching virtual reality.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But you know what? But you know what? When you saw the first trailer for The Matrix, nobody knew what that was.
But the other trailers,
apples and oranges.
Yeah, but they had trailers which explained a little more as far as the story. I'm not saying Ready Player One, the next one's going to do more story. I'm just saying for a first trailer, it's fine.
The reason why I'm using The Matrix as a comparison is it's not the same story.
Not the same story, but it's something.
But it's something kind of comparable.
Yeah, but people don't know that. That's what I'm saying. So they have to really get
into
the story.
We'll see.
Yeah, I think the second trailer will, but the first trailer was cool. Like, yeah, the DeLorean, the Iron Giant was in there, Freddy Krueger, and his videos, you can see all the Easter eggs. Right. There's a bunch of stuff that I missed.
Oh, yeah.
It goes by really fast. But it looked cool, and it's Spielberg, so I'm excited about that. But that was the next big trailer that they had anyway. Let's move on to tomorrow. That's the other, obviously, the big dog. They gave us a lot of stuff again. They dropped that Infinity War trailer, which you people have bootlegged it online. You can kind of almost
see it.
It's hard to see. It's at an angle. If you can record it right, dude. Come on, man. Half measures.
Is this Jerry Seinfeld recording this?
For real, there's a cry and cry again. You know, they have. I'm surprised they didn't show Elaine dancing at the end of the video. The phone's waiting on. I'm like, come on. But I mean, I get it. We know they're trying to hide it. But, you know, I heard they're going to drop it soon because it's usually what happens when it gets bootlegged and then studios like, let's just get in the reversion.
People start seeing it. People want to see it.
It happened last year, a couple of things. So I get it. But even from
that angle, I couldn't see the whole thing, but it's still like, oh, this is cool, man.
Oh, it was still cool. I'm not saying it wasn't. But I want to reserve judgment until I see it, you know, at least in HD or anything. I'll take standard definition at this point. So we'll see. But then I dropped it. People get excited. They give us a lot of Black Panther stuff, which I'm excited about. That looks really, really cool.
I like that claw is in it too, which I thought was cool.
Oh yeah,
his claw. Yeah. Andy Serkis.
Yeah, that was really cool. I mean, I love Andy Serkis. He's great.
Caesar.
Some hope. I mean, I think that's gonna be great. Like, give us some Ant-Man stuff. They talked about, which I liked. The cast Michelle Pfeiffer, which I'm fine with. But Walter Goggins is in. I think as the villain. He's great.
Is he the villain? Because I didn't see what part he's being
cast. I think that's speculation. They haven't said it yet, but I really hope he's the villain.
He's better than the villain.
I love Walter Goggins.
He's great.
The Shield from Justified.
Absolutely.
I thought he stole the show
in Hateful Eight.
A little cameo in Sons of Anarchy.
He's great in Sons of Anarchy. I mean, he's really underrated. He's a villain.
He was, up until people knew who he was, he's kind of that guy from that thing.
He was a guy from that thing.
Because he's been in a lot of movies playing like the second heavy, not like the first heavy.
No, exactly. Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah,
right. That's like that cat from American Gods with the beard and the sledgehammer that was in John Wick 2. You know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah,
the Russian.
Yeah,
he's been in Armageddon. Minority Report. He's been in so many movies.
Armageddon. Yeah, he's a guy.
He was also in one of the Marvel movies. I think he's in Iron Man 2.
Is he?
I think he's in Iron Man 2.
I have to look.
But he's
in a Marvel movie.
Yeah, but Walter Goggins, I mean, I think Tarantino, he put him in Django, and then he got more of a lead role in Hateful Eight, which, like I said, he was great in that. So that's kind of cool. That was kind of cool news.
I love Hateful Eight, so it's a good movie. It's a little long. Yeah,
that's good casting. Good casting on Marvel part. You know, it's good casting. You talk about Captain Marvel. I found this interesting.
Yeah,
going back, it's going to take place in the 90s. We got a two-eyed, Samuel Jackson. He won't have the eye patch on and all that, from what I hear. interesting. I don't know. I kind of taken the Wonder Woman approach by going back a little bit. I'm thinking, okay, she was around the 90s. How come no one knows about her? And where the hell has she been all this time?
You know what I mean? How did she disappear?
Because it's gonna be, if it's a small story, fine. But she saves the world. It's like, okay, so it happened in the 90s. And no one mentioned Captain Marvel all this time. And they made a big deal about Iron Man. So it's kind of weird. So Okay, we'll see. I like the actors.
Yeah, let's see.
That was interesting. But of course, the one that everybody saw, the Thor 2 trailer. Mike, what did you think about that?
Okay, you know, it was good. I still thought it seems to me like they're trying to take too many potatoes and jam them into one sack. However, I love the Hulk, so anytime the Hulk's involved in something, I'm down.
Right now,
so I mean, you know, that's great.
It looks fun. It looks like
it does. It looks mixing.
a lot more fun than either Thor. It's got a different feel.
Yeah, the
to
other
it.
Two Thors, and, though, it really,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, that doesn't say much. But yeah. Yes, you're right.
Oh, okay. It does. But hey, you gotta compare it against what's out there.
And it had it looked like and had the feel of a Guardians movie, which is a very comedic element.
I've read that it's gonna be the shortest Marvel movie to date, so they're not trying to make it 2 hours dirty. I mean, they're being reasonable.
You make it 145. I think they're trying to get to the point.
Yeah. I think 145 is like a fun buddy
It's gonna give them a bump
until Infinity.
I think it's gonna lead right into Infinity War. I think the scene in the trailer from Infinity War, Thor's in space and hits the Guardian ship. I think we're gonna see how he ends up getting there in the first place.
In space, right.
So I think there's some direct lead into that. So
I will tell you what I do like about the trailer is that I like that Thor and Hulk kind of have paired off into this duo, even though they're not put together on purpose.
Yeah,
I like that they kind of put them together. Oh. I think they play off each other pretty
perfectly.
Good.
Yeah, I agree. Ever since the first Avengers has been, yeah, them together have been great.
Right. I think it's good. I don't like the fact that they're mixing Planet Hulk with some other Thor.
If they do it right, it's
stories.
Fine, I guess.
What's the name of the girl that's playing Hella?
Kate Blanchett.
Kate Blanchett.
I think she's an awesome actress. Yeah. The dude that looks like they're bringing another guy with her, the other guy that usually is with Enchantress.
I can't picture him right now.
Yeah, Enchantress. I think the Executioner or somebody like that is.
Yeah, he's in there. Yeah.
He's with Enchantress, not with Hella.
Well, yeah, they mix him. Yeah, because they don't have Enchantress in their side. But look, the imagery looked great. The shots look.
Oh no, the shots are perfect.
Like paintings. She looks cool. Awesome. Yeah, she looks great. I'm excited about that. I think that's going to be good. Better on the own too, for whatever that's worth. But it wasn't all movies. There was a lot of TV stuff. And as far as a Comic Con goes, Comic Con doesn't discriminate with that. And they probably have more TV than movies, to be honest with you. But this will hit the big things. And there's three big things as far as what you're talking about. The first one, of course, I think is Stranger Things 2.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Yeah, that trailer was awesome.
I'm so excited
for that show for October 20th to get here, man.
I know, Halloween. It's going to be. I mean, it was. I loved, they had the thriller music.
By the way, that little kid. The one that played the guy that got knocked into the upside down.
Oh, Will.
Will.
Yeah.
That kid, I don't think he's grown a micron since the last show.
Almost the same, which surprises me.
He looks like
a little wimp.
No, the other kids look like they grew.
A little bit.
Like the kid with the teeth. He looked like he's all grown up almost.
Well, it started filming pretty soon afterwards.
Right. Yeah. But that kid looks like he's like a little wimpy kid. I mean, he
hasn't changed at all.
Right. He's super short.
It's weird because kids grow really fast, obviously.
Right.
You miss a year.
Especially that age.
Yeah, it's like, whoa, okay. But I mean, the trailer was fun. It was dark. It pretty much gave a little taste of everything. You know, obviously we had short 11.
Gave us a little Dragon's Lair.
Yes. Can't go wrong with that. I love Dragon's Lair growing up. I mean, that's classic. I sound like, oh my gosh, the coolest thing I've ever seen.
I would have loved to see Marble Madness. That would have been mine.
Okay. Nice. Was that 84? I don't think that was 84.
Yeah, absolutely. It was 84.
It was 80. I don't know when that came out.
It could have been around.
That was there.
But Dragon's Lair. And it was cool. I mean, that looks really, the whole Ghostbusters thing was awesome. Yeah. You know, just kind of harking back to the times
costumes,
we grew up.
Yeah.
Exactly. And had the trap with the ghost. That was really cool. So I'm super excited about that. Second one was the Westworld.
Yes.
If you guys saw that trailer.
Yes.
Not a whole lot.
I like what they did.
I like what they did. They didn't give us too much. Just a little teaser kind of thing. Yes. They showed all the characters. We got Ed Harris coming back.
I love that Ed Harris is coming back. One of my favorite actors.
I do too. He was great in that show. He's fantastic in that show. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could actually look at that trailer and dissect it and speculate till the cows come home. I mean, that's a good thing.
People are doing that with the finale. So
I'm saying, yeah, so they're picking it apart. And I'm sure everyone's just itching to pick at the trailer and say, oh, look, that's there. She's here. And it seems like it could be different timelines again. Who knows?
I love that crap, honestly.
No, that's great. It's a great show. I can't wait till that comes back next year. Yeah, so yes. I'm sure we'll get a different trailer down the road, but that was a good trailer. And then The Defenders was the third one that caught my eye.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I saw the newest one.
The trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was disappointed. Not disappointed.
Okay.
I really didn't like Iron Fist, dude. It's hard for me.
I know.
It's hard for me to reel it in.
I get it.
And then I see him there, and I'm like, oh, and you know what's sad is that I really liked his character in Game of Thrones, so it's hard for me to say, oh, you know, they really kind of missed it.
They with this did. One. But it didn't bother me. To see the show, see what happens.
Look, I'm an idiot. I went and kind of read some of the stuff.
I'm not
spoiling.
Easy there.
Some of the best things about Iron Fist that I liked are coming back for the Defenders. So it's not too bad.
That's like one thing.
Two, but
look. The trailer looked good, but I want them to maintain the integrity of the fights that we got used to in Daredevil, and somewhat in
Jessica Jones.
I don't want to go back to Iron Fist fights. No, go back to what made you great.
No, exactly.
Right, and not have the Knight of Flowers fighting from like a mile away.
And it's funny because I think
they
had a huge surprise for those at the panel because they showcased they previewed the whole first episode.
Yeah.
For the people at the panel. So I saw some reviews from that. They really liked this. It was a really good setup episode for whatever it's worth. So it was on a good path.
They showed the first episode?
Yeah, they showed it. Yeah,
they showed the whole episode. Yeah,
they showed the whole thing. So they, a lot of reviews about it. And everyone's pretty much consensus is really good. Again, it's early. I did hear, and it's not really a spoiler, but
I think if it would have sucked, they wouldn't have shown the first episode.
I mean, it's cool. That's awesome that they showed that. Yeah. That's for those who went to the panel, good for them. I would have been jumping for joy. Yeah. And they said that halfway through, they stopped everything. They're like, oh, wait a minute. We want to show it, and boom, they popped it open. No one knew they had any idea they were showing the first episode. So that's super cool. Good surprise for those who got to go in that panel.
The 6%.
Less than 6% actually got to enjoy that panel. Good for them, bastards. So either way, but those are the big three takeaways as far as the TV. I mean, a lot more TV stuff, announcements, and there's a couple more I'll touch on a little bit later. But let's move on. I want to, before we do movie TV Tinder here, a quick break as far as a couple of shows that I want to talk about real quick. Not that much. One is Preacher.
Yeah.
I think it's been really... I don't know if you should be watching or not.
I haven't started it yet. It's waiting for me.
It's really good.
Yeah, I've been watching. I watched it still last season. I liked it. Better than last season.
Oh, way better than last season. Yeah.
I have too much on my grill.
It screwed away from the comic, which is a good thing, which I'm fine with.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's the dark humor is there. It's a lot more over the top, which it needs to be.
And
it's really good. The gunman's awesome. I love that the vampire is fan for his name already.
Saint the Killer is great, man.
Yeah. Oh my god. No, that thing is, and the hell thing that they're showing with the.
What hell is like? Hitler.
Art space. Yeah, the whole thing comes out really cool. Very creative about how they portray hell there. Really, really cool. Yeah. A lot of cool stuff there to see. That's a show if you haven't been watching.
And Ruth Negga is fantastic.
She's always good. Yeah, she's great. So they need to put just a show you guys need to watch. The other one, touch base on it real quickly, is Ozark.
That just came out. I'm the one that
showed you that
Netflix
trailer.
Yeah, you showed me the trailer like a couple months ago. Yeah. And I saw the first episode. I was waiting. I was in the hotel waiting for catch my Uber or whatever to the airport. And I was like, man, this is a really good, strong first episode. Jason Bateman is great. The other girl who is she's the wife in the Truman Show. If I her name.
Laura
something.
Mom? Yeah,
her name. Either way, it'll come
not
to
Lauren
me.
Holly.
I thought it was Lauren. Either way, she's great in it.
Laura Linney.
Is that her name?
Laura Linney. Yeah.
Okay. I saw a second episode yesterday. Really, really good.
By the way, she's a great actress.
Yeah, she is good. Yeah, and she's
She was great in the Truman Show.
Yeah,
too.
She's really good in this one. Jason Bateman is great in this one so far. good. That's a high recommend. That's a really good watch.
Yeah, it's not. It's a dark show. That first episode kind of, you know, the straight setup. And you're like, holy shit.
Yeah, I know. Like the first 10 minutes, I'm like, okay, it's good. And all of a sudden, whoa, okay.
Yeah, it's like, hello. Right.
So it just it reaches out and hooks
you. Yeah, you're like, oh, this is dark. It's not what I was thinking. You think Jason Bateman, you think more comedy. I know it wasn't going to be a comedy.
I think that these comedian types play these parts in these kind of movies great.
Yeah.
Because, like Billy Bob Thornton, for example, if you look at Billy Bob Thornton, does really good comedy, but Billy Bob Thornton does even better, like drama and dark characters.
And we talk about Jason Bateman. Right. I saw him last in The Gift. He's purely non-comical and he's really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing the same thing. It's hyperbole, but it's got a Breaking Bad-esque vibe to it a little bit in some ways. And that's a good thing.
But it's not like that.
You know, different show. But just the vibe and even the character itself is very smart.
Because Breaking Bad it was the evolution of Walter White. And we start out. He's this guy. This is who he is.
Exactly. And it's a situation. Actually, have you seen the second episode?
Yes, I saw the second episode.
The scene in the bathroom was purely Walter White esque. You know, in the bathroom, he's trying to get out of that situation.
Literally talk himself out.
I was watching Walter White. It was really cool. Really good show. I think, Mike, that's a highly recommend that. But let's move on. Let's finish off here with movie and TV Tinder.
Awesome.
Of course, we get some topics, so girls' pictures, if you will. We're swiping left if we say no thank you, or swiping right because we're excited to date her, whatever the case is or the subject matter.
Watch the movie.
First one, Comic-Con related, they showed this trailer there for the Netflix movie, Will Smith and Joe Edgerton, directed by David Ayer, or Suicide Squad, the Oscar-winning Suicide Squad fame, of course. The Bright trailer. I'll start with you, Mike.
Okay, I've seen the trailer.
Sorry to hear that. Because I'm swiping way left on this shit.
You know what? I'm going to swipe left too, but I have to say that the TV show that it ripped off, which was called...
Alienation?
Alienation, okay. Yes.
Yeah. Great show.
Yeah, it was a good show.
I mean, it's probably bad.
And actually, the movie was good, too.
The movie was good.
James
Caan.
You know, I the subject matter is interesting, but with orcs, really, and fairies, I'm like, oh, come on, man.
Because this is on Netflix, and I don't have to get out of my house, I don't have to buy a ticket, it's already paid for, I'm going to watch it.
I'm not watching it right away. I want to hear so many things I'm watching right now. I gotta hear some stuff because
I gotta hear some buzz too. Maybe it's good. Who knows?
It may be surprising. This trailer was all over the place. That trailer was just, it was swing all left. Over.
My I mean, swing I was, left. My Padawan.
Oh yeah. Oh god. It was not good. This one I'm swiping way right. I wasn't gonna watch and I watched it because it's actually only the second trailer, not the third trailer, like I thought it was, and that's the Kingsman trailer.
Oh yeah.
I
ended up seeing that one because I thought it was a third trailer, so I wasn't avoiding it. But
let me tell you something, dude. They have created a whole universe in the vein of John Wick with this character too.
Yeah, agreed.
That to me is really, really interesting. So
the thing with the statesman looks kind of cool, like you know,
They're all like cowboys.
Yeah. Right, the counterpart from the U.S. Right. I guess.
They're like U.S. Marshals.
Yeah, exactly. Go USA. Very cool. It's over the top, but in a good way.
No, I like that.
And that's what I'm saying. Right. It knows what it is. It's over the top. The action is great.
It's just that first movie is so good, and the second movie looks like it's going to be just as good. John Wick.
I hope so. It looks like a lot of fun. I'm surprised it's a September release, too. I'm shocked that they didn't release in the summertime at some point.
You know what? I just think there's too much out there.
I guess, but...
I think it's a good time for us to put it out there.
September's kind of like...
I think if they would have moved it more toward Christmas, it might have gotten hurt.
I would say August would have been a little bit better, I thought, personally.
Sure. Yeah, maybe, but...
I mean, it is what it is. But yeah, a huge swipe right there. I mean, forget about it.
I don't even know why you play Tinder with that one because you know we all love the property.
You never know, man.
Yeah, everyone's going right.
No, it's everybody's
you know,
going
man.
Right.
You catch a curveball sometimes. I know how you do it.
No, dude, it's a setup.
You know, Chua, start with you. Saw Trader, Jigsaw.
Oh man, I love the first one. I've seen, I think, all of them just because I invested time. But I don't think that most of them were any good. But I saw this, and it's. I think I'm intrigued. It's like I want to see it. Swipe right.
Wow. Okay, Mike, did you see that?
I did, and no, I'm going to stay away from it.
You're going left.
It's not my gimmick.
I'm going to click maybe and get back to it. You know, I'll wait till that picture comes back.
Well, you know, I will tell you this. This crap is being released on Netflix almost immediately now. So you're going to, like, was it last week or this week? This week, Rogue One started. And really.
Yeah, about 6 months ago.
6 months, that's but December, still. Yeah. It's okay, I guess, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I mean.
But Civil War's already been on there like 3 months or 4 months.
That came out last May, though.
Yeah, that's true.
It's been a while. This is so, I like the trailer. The trailer was good. I'm just, I need to see more.
But there's been so many bad Saw movies, you know. They're like, oh,
right. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what Saw I'm getting.
Fool me six times.
Yeah, so I'm not going left either or right. I'm just staying. I'm clicking that maybe button and maybe
keeping the car in the middle of the room.
You'll come back.
I'll table it.
You're gonna look at your options.
Exactly. No, right. I was just there. I was like, okay, she wasn't that bad looking. Fine, let's hit her up. we got another tidbit from Comic-Con. Tom McFarlane is going to be writing and directing a rated R Spawn. Mike, I'll start with you.
Okay. Tom McFarlane is similar to Frank Miller, except he's not as good an artist as Frank Miller, in that they both think highly of their directorial / screenwriting abilities, and I don't have any confidence in either one. I think that Todd McFarlane's writing, even in comic books, is suspect at best. So I'm going to say that it's going to suck, and I'm going to swing left.
Wow.
Chewy? And I'm not a Spawn fan either, by the way.
That would explain. Chewy, I know you're a big Spawn fan. What are you doing here?
Well, I mean, I don't know if I'm a big Spawn fan.
Well, but you like Spawn when it came out. You enjoyed it.
From back in that 90s Image comic when it first came out.
They're still worth the same amount as they were when they came out.
The first Spawn was you know, mediocre at best.
Oh, no, you're way worse setting it. That movie was garbage.
Terrible.
History garbage.
Although John Leguizamo was pretty good in that movie.
I liked him fine, but, dude, that movie was
great. I like John Leguizamo in just about everything.
Spawn deserves better than that. You know.
Yes, it does. And I'm hoping that this reboot will do it justice, so I'm gonna reserve judgment for now.
But again, okay, Todd McFarlane's the maybe button.
Okay,
I'm in the maybe button. Yeah, because I mean, if it's just seeing the trailers and it's garbage, I'm not wasting my time. If they do a better job than the first time around, then I'm all in.
Yeah, I'm going left here because McFarlane. I don't care about his writing, whatever, but he hasn't directed anything.
That's what I mean, though.
So I'm like, you're gonna put a first timer to a Spawn, right. Which may require. But he's partnered with Blumhouse, if I'm not mistaken.
This is what it would be better budgets. Serve by putting. I mean, yes, it's his story, but put it in someone else's credit direction.
Yes, and he won't get the budget. Blumhouse does not give up budgets. This is what they do.
That's how they make.
And Spawn, and it's gonna be something kind of intimate, small, practical effects. Okay, maybe, but if they want to do CG. He ain't getting $60 million for his
right. You're not going to have a cape now. That goes everywhere.
Yeah, it's just not happening. Like so, man, this is a huge left for now.
I think also the costume, you really can't make it realistic.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure that you could. I mean, they can make anything nowadays. Yeah. They made Hellboy for Christ's sake. They got horns and a giant hand hammer. So.
But dude, we're talking about a limited budget, bro.
No, I'm saying a limited budget. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's my issue.
Hellboy did not have a limited budget.
It's just Guillermo del Toro doing it. I'm excited. For example,
that makeup job on Ron Perlman was expensive.
Oh no, of course, no, I agree. But no budget, that's my issue. If they had a budget, but they don't, so it's bad. I know we're going left here, but I just throw it out there. You know what the hell. They announced Iron Fist season 2.
Are you kidding me?
You know what? I'm gonna swipe left, but I'm gonna watch it anyway.
I'm gonna probably watch it too, but
I don't know if I'm watching it.
I just, you know, yeah, I don't care, dude. Whatever.
I'm on the fence on that. Right now, it's a left because I'm not excited about it. You're right. I probably will wind up watching it, but that doesn't mean I'm gonna be happy about it.
No, I didn't say I was happy about it, but I mean, that's like not going to say I'm not going to watch Iron Fist and anyone else.
When I go out to run, I don't like doing it, but I got to do it.
Exactly.
And last thing here. Forget Punisher season 2. It's all left. We know that. No, we all like Punisher. I'm not getting into that. Last one. Right left. I think it's Fox are rethinking their alien plans. Do we even care, Mike? Are you? I got a feeling you went left here, but
yeah, I'm way left. Yeah. I've been disappointed in everything that I've seen, so I can't imagine me being that into. I'll probably watch it because the originals were just so good. But Hey, I got one for you.
The last one wasn't bad.
It wasn't good either. I'm glad that they're rethinking it, but if they don't put it in someone else's hands, then there's no point.
I agree. I love Ridley Scott, the director, but his whole
Prometheus storyline is
he needs to let that go. He needs to let it go, and it's bogging down these damn movies. It's just Alien. And keep it simple. You know,
I mean, they should have given it to Block before, and it's this whole fiasco.
They should let him run with it. I completely agree, and maybe they will. I don't know. Maybe they change their mind. I don't know.
Maybe this prompts and say, you know what, this ain't working.
I heard those Neil Blomkamp shorts are pretty good. That he's done those horror shorts.
I saw one online. I was like, wow.
Yeah, I heard, they're pretty good.
Short man.
Yeah, so I've heard about that.
Maybe they see that and like, wait a minute, maybe we need to do a WB and we kind of rate the situation.
Chewy, which one did you see? Was that what we were talking about that day when we were sitting waiting for the mummy?
Yes, we saw. I saw the trailer of the short films, whatever. Yeah, that was, I think, like the 20-30 minutes long, whatever it is. But I heard it really good. I haven't got a chance to see any of them, to be honest with you, but I've heard good things about it. And there's one in particular, I forgot the name of it. It was like a horror.
Was it like Project 13?
The Vietnam one, right?
I think, I'm not 100% sure on that, but I heard one was like really, really good.
And
I'm kind of looking forward to seeing some of the creators get this license to make these kind of cool little things where they don't have to commit years to the film.
And I think that could work because, and I'll give you a good example of what, these shorts becoming a movie, like the movie Lights Out, for example. Some guy did a short movie, the director who did like a short about it, the beginning intro, he filmed it on his own. Everybody really liked it, and now they made it to a big movie. They can do the same thing with this.
They made a crap load of money on that.
Exactly. Take a little concept. Oh, this is kind of cool. Let's blow it up and make some money out of it.
Was that Blumhouse too, or was that
Blumhouse? Yeah, of course. Yeah. Blumhouse. They dominate. They know what's up. They got such a great model from what we make. It's not any funny. They're geniuses, as far as I'm concerned. They don't get enough credit for what they do. Everyone talks about Disney more when they should. Don't get me wrong. But Blumhouse,
Marvel is loaded with talent, and they spend
minimal talent. They find young directors. Now the directors he's doing. Like I said, he got hired for I want to say Shazam or something. So they're just bringing them to the light, these young guys, and then they go off and do the thing. They're finding talent, man. That's how you know you're a good scout for talent when you're doing that with no actors, limited budgets, no name director. James Wan was a nobody too. And boom, here you go.
I got another one. It's probably gonna be swipe left, like way left. But did either of you guys see the trailer for The Orville?
Oh,
it's a Star Trek like comedy starring friggin' Seth MacFarlane.
I didn't see that.
It looks awful.
Is that the one that it's kind of Galaxy Quest esque?
Yes, except worse.
I didn't see it, so I can't comment on
it. I love Galaxy Quest.
So. Oh, I love Galaxy Quest. The idea alone is swipe left, but I haven't seen the trailer, so I don't know. But the idea itself, when I heard it, I'm like, okay.
Dude, that's your homework. Both of you guys' homework. Watch that trailer. Just because it's so bad. Okay. And anything, honestly, anything live action associated with Seth MacFarlane is complete garbage.
No, it's not true.
Okay, tell me what.
Ted.
That's not live action. Seth MacFarlane's not live action in that.
Oh, you mean him himself, an actor.
Where he's an actor.
Okay.
But he hasn't done much, but yeah, I agree.
But he hasn't done much. He's been in a lot of stuff. You'd be surprised.
As an actor?
Yeah.
Non-cameo roles?
He's
on the West one,
that was horrific. Awful.
But I don't remember what else he's done, to be honest with you. I don't think he's done anything like...
You better get Pikachu on it, he's been in some hellaciously bad movies.
Let me see here. Let me see what he's done. I don't think he's... why is it blue? He's not here as an actor?
Yeah, he has to be. You're spelling his name wrong. Seth MacFarlane. Is that there? Oh, yeah, that is him.
That's what I'm saying. But
keep going, though, dude.
But go down. Usually you can choose be an actor or something and... He's not there as an actor. Whatever.
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't think he's done much. Like I said,
He's been in a movie. Anyways, he's starring in this movie, this TV show, The Orville, and it looks just dreadful.
I haven't seen it. The idea itself is bad, but whatever.
For a TV show.
Well, I know.
For like a quickie airplane-style comedy, you might get something, or I'm going to get you, sucker, or something like that. But,
A notable classic. Yeah, I'll check it out.
What are some of those not scary movie, but like the horror movie ones that they did?
Well, scary movie.
Was it scary movie?
Yeah, scary movie. The horror ones. Yeah, very bad. The first one's okay. The other ones are bad. But either way, let's wrap that up there. Before any parting words, gentlemen, before we sign off here.
Mike?
Oh, you want me to do it? Well, I just want to say hey, to my boys in Barbara Floyd. I want to give a shout out to my company, girlslife.com, GIRLZLYFE.com. We are coming to you live from the Girls Life Studios. GirlsLife.com studios. I'm a mess today. Gosh. Shout out to my wife. Shout out to my daughter, Dominique, whose 21st birthday was yesterday.
That's true. That's right.
Yeah, that's about it.
Chewy?
Always a lot of fun and pleasure and an honor to be on a live air with you guys. Shout out to my wife as well, my kids. Jerry Blanco, good to see you down at Comic-Con. Had a great time and looking forward to next year.
Hopefully next year. Let's see. We're not going to be sleeping over anywhere.
So did you never said like the superstars that you saw? That was one thing I wanted to.
What did you just the Justice League?
I went to WB and saw all the Game of Thrones folks. So
yeah, we saw Game of Thrones.
So Davos, Samuel, Sansa.
Man, I'm a huge Davos fan too.
Yeah, they were there.
Yeah, they were all there. You saw them and
anybody looked great, and anybody that you were surprised by the way they looked.
Gal Gadot looked great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big surprise.
She's tall, right?
Big shocker. Yeah, she's like 5'10".
Yeah.
For a woman, that's tall.
I mean, she looks tall.
And she's slender, so she looks taller than what she probably is. She's my height, man, more than that. But yeah, I saw some, I mean, as far as like
stuff. Did you see Conan?
I didn't see Conan. I'm trying to see what else I saw. That's why a lot of the Marvel DC.
And the panel that My Little Pony panel that I took my daughter to, Liv Schreiber showed up. He was there.
Oh, I'll share this before we sign off.
Ray Donovan.
I'll share this real quick and we'll sign off. So obviously, you know, Chewie's got his daughter was there, and she's a big My Little Pony fan.
Yeah,
9 years old. I get it. Fine, no big deal.
And Chewie exposed himself as a brony.
Well, the night before, he's like, we're planning the day. He's like, well, I got to do this at 11:30, whatever time, whatever. And I was like, that's fine. But I was like, Lizzie, you might want to get there early. He's like, dude, who wants to go see My Little Pony? I'm like, listen, obviously Chewie's not more versed in this. But I was like, listen, I don't know if you know that, but I guarantee there's going to be a lot of guys at this thing tomorrow. He's like, okay, whatever. I was like, dude, there's bronies, man. They don't mess around.
The bronies.
Like, you know, they're going to say, so you're going to get packed or whatever.
I'm like, who? What? Yeah,
exactly. And lo and behold, oh, man, it was hard to get in. And all these guys were in there. I told you, the bronies on force, man. The diehards and they'll watch the My Little Pony. God bless them, I guess. I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
Hey. But, more hey, power to him, and I saw it firsthand, but I was like, wow.
Yeah. And I saw a couple of bronies dressed up.
What are worse? Are the My Little Pony people worse or the Care Bear people worse?
Bronies.
Bronies?
Yeah. I don't know. They're both bad.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah. It's like you're choosing between shit with the little piece of corn and one more without. It's the same thing. Right, bullshit. Right. So either way, both bad. But that was kind of funny. And Chewie was exposed
to that. I didn't mean to blow up our goodbye session. But
either way, so on that note, you know, we'll see you guys next week. Take care.
Peace.